Hi, my name is Scout Mushrush. Today, I am interviewing an ESL student at Tulsa Community College, and we are going to learn what it was like moving from Myanmar to America. The date is October 14th, 2025, and we are at Northeast TCC campus. My interviewee would wish to remain anonymous. Okay, starting off, what was it like growing up in Myanmar? Like, what was your childhood like?
This is just like a normal thing.
Right.
Just normal like it here. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And what part did you grow up in?
It's like in middle one.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Is that more of a like rural area or more of a populated area? Like,
It's like in the middle. It's not okay. Really populated or not really rural area.
So, okay.
Yeah.
And then who did you live with? Like, who's in your family?
Like, my mom worked, like, the different, like, the other place.
Mm-hmm.
So I used to live with my grandparents.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So you lived with your grandparents. Did you have any siblings?
I'm the only child.
An only child?
Yeah.
I am too.
Mm, really? Oh,
yeah.
That's good.
And did you enjoy growing up with your grandparents?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
So, when you, like, what made you decide to come to America for school?
Like, in 2020, I dropped from my high school because of COVID, you know.
Yes.
Like, after the school, like, started again, my mom was like, it's depending on you. Do you want to go or not? I was like, I didn't, because my mom was like, it's like more important you know to be safe, like, mm-hmm. you know, like, from, so like I was like, okay. And then after that, like, there's something happened, you know, mm-hmm. like the military coup in our country.
Okay.
They were just like arresting like every leader we choose, so we decided the student, like the staff, mm-hmm. and the, like, almost everyone, like, we have to, like, stop. Everything was shut down, like,
right.
Yeah, so we decided to not to go into school, you know, like, mm-hmm. give kind of products to the government.
Yes.
Yeah, that's why after that, like, after, like, 1 year, like, send on my friend, what?
Okay, we'll just keep going in the dark,
right.
I guess.
All right, so some of my friends, they went back to school, and I feel like I'm just like, I'm lost, you know?
Right.
Yeah, so I didn't go to school, and then I would just stay in my home. It's kind of boring, so.
Yes.
I found a way that I can study. I can get a, like, high school diploma, like, GED.
Yes.
So, after I got my GED, like, they just, like, a few countries accept my GED diploma, like, at high school.
Yeah.
So, I was, like, I decided to come here. Yeah. Mm-hmm. This is.
Okay, so that's for your GED, because mm-hmm. we accept GEDs.
Yeah.
I see.
Here,
okay.
Yeah.
So, what, like, how did you get to Oklahoma? Like, did you choose Oklahoma, or?
It's what, like, when I used to live in California, because, you know, the college
right.
is really popular.
Yes.
It's gonna be easier for me to get a, like, student visa.
Yes.
Rather than here.
Mm-hmm.
So, I choose California, mm-hmm. and then after I finished my first semester in California, it's what really expensive, and then
yeah,
it was really expensive. So I chose to come here because my anchor and then like my relative, they mm-hmm. have been here for like long time. So
yeah,
I don't have to pay for rent, and they
nice.
Said here is cheaper. So
it is. It definitely is. Well, that kind of leads me to my next question: is you have relatives here?
Mm-hmm.
Nice. And who are your relatives here?
Like, my mom's cousins.
Cousins.
Mm-hmm.
And you live with them?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Do they live here in Tulsa?
Yeah, they have been here for a long time, maybe over 10 years.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And then you moved here in, when did you move here, 2020?
No.
No? 2024.
Yeah, 2024.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So you haven't been here for...
Like almost 2 years?
Yeah. Have you traveled back home at all in the time being
not
here?
Yet.
Not yet?
Because yeah. It's not safe, you know?
Oh, okay, mm-hmm. I see. So was it like, was it difficult to get to America? Like, was it difficult to get like your student visa and like get into school?
What do you mean? Is like, living in here or like,
sorry, let me rephrase my question. Was it difficult to...
Do you need light?
Yeah, we should do a flashlight. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay. Okay. Did you specifically want to go to Tulsa Community College, or was that, like, your best option?
Because this one is the cheapest one.
Cheapest? Okay.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. A lot of people will choose to do TCC, and then once they get, like, their associates, they will move on.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Is that what you plan to do?
I was thinking, because for my nursing degree, it mm-hmm. doesn't matter if we are having bachelor or, like, just associate.
Right.
If you have, like, bachelor, mm-hmm. like, for ASME, you have, like, bachelor or nursing, mm-hmm. but not, I just only have my... associate when we go to the workplace, it's gonna be the same. It just depend on like it just depend on our experience. It okay. doesn't matter, you know, like bachelor or associate.
Okay.
So I was decided to come here. Because my sister, I mean like my aunt, she used to graduate from here, mm-hmm. like for nursing, so
yes.
And then it doesn't matter associate or bachelor, so I'm gonna take my bachelor, but after associate is fine. I'm gonna work yeah. like maybe 1 or 2 years, and then okay. after that I'm gonna take my bachelor like just online.
Oh, nice. Mm-hmm. Okay. So do you already have your associate's degree or not yet? Not yet. Okay.
Not yet. I just got my first semester for nursing.
Oh, okay, nice. How is it going? Like, how is nursing going? Is it difficult?
It's good. It's good.
It's good.
It's first semester, so it's not that hard.
Okay, mm-hmm. That's good. Thank you.
You're welcome.
So, how many hours are you taking at TCC?
12 credit hour.
12?
Mm-hmm.
Nice. What's your favorite class, if you had to choose?
I don't have any favorite class.
Okay. Do you have a least favorite?
What does that mean?
Do you have a class that you don't like at all? That you really dislike?
Maybe... writing class?
Writing class?
I don't like writing.
Okay. The comp 2, which is what we're doing, that's the class I'm taking for this interview. Mm-hmm. It's a lot of writing.
Yeah.
And yeah, I don't like it either.
That's cool. Yeah.
Okay. Do you have a, like, are you working right now? Do you mm-hmm. have a job?
Yeah, I do.
Where do you work at?
I work at the Haycrest Medical Center.
Nice.
Downtown.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And what do you do there?
I work as a nursing assistant.
A nursing assistant?
Mm-hmm.
How long have you been doing that?
It's been like five months.
Five months?
Yeah, 4 to 5 months, yeah.
Nice. Okay. So, I wanted to know, like, what is your favorite food, like, from home, from here, anywhere? What's your favorite food?
it's hard to say. From my country, it's gonna be like, it's called mohinger. It's kind of soup.
Okay.
It's kind of fake soups and like noodle, like rice noodle.
Okay.
From here, it's like steak.
Steak, me too.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then, so are there like, are there different holidays from Myanmar than there are in America? Like, do you guys have?
Yeah, it's really different.
It is.
It's really different, yeah.
What kind of holidays and like customs do you have there? Or like, what was your favorite holiday?
My favorite holiday gonna be our New Year. We have
New
different
Year?
Calendars, so our New Year.
You guys have, okay.
Uh-huh. You know, like the, we play with the water.
Really?
You know that one?
No, what do you do?
Like, we can, like, every New Year, we used to do a lot of good things, and then we can also play with the water. We can just pour in water each other, you know.
Oh, okay, like a water fight?
Yeah.
Fun.
Yeah.
Okay. And so, when is your New Year?
It's in April.
In April?
Because
our New Year is January 1st.
Yes.
I know you have a birthday coming up, don't you? Like, really
yeah.
soon. What are you gonna do anything fun? Are you gonna celebrate?
Yeah, because one of my relative daughter, we have the same birthday, so maybe we're gonna celebrate together.
Have a party?
Mm-hmm.
That will be fun.
Yeah.
And that will be your 21st birthday?
No, it's gonna be my 20th.
Your 20th birthday?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Okay, this is like kind of a broad question, but what would you say your favorite thing about America is? Like, what do you enjoy most? It can be anything.
All right. I need to think.
That's fine.
honestly, I don't really like it here.
Understandable.
Hard for me. Okay, maybe you guys can enjoy, you know, your teenage life better than in our country, because in our country, you know, like, people are fighting crazy things, so
yes,
that's the thing I like here.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So then do you plan on like staying in America, or when you're done, like, would you like to travel and live somewhere else when you're done with your nursing?
After I graduate, maybe, you know, like, staying in here is like better for me,
yes.
you know, rather than going to my home country, because like, it's not safe
yeah.
anymore. So I'm gonna be for me in here, it no matter where I am, I don't feel like it's home. So
right.
I want to be a travel nurse.
A travel nurse.
I'm gonna travel like all the states.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I.
That would be
think.
Great.
Yeah.
So you would like to travel the states as a nurse instead of just staying put.
Yeah,
I would love that. So, is there anywhere like? Are there any states that you would like to visit in America?
I used to live in California. I like it.
You liked California?
I like California. Because
mm-hmm.
it's like, we have a huge community. And then in California, I think they have like a lot of like Asian.
Yeah.
So it's like, it's not really different for me.
I see, yeah.
So I like it there. And I was trying to visit to New York.
New York, that would be nice.
Yeah.
Okay.
So what about you?
For traveling?
Mm-hmm.
I've been to a few different states, but I would love to go to New York too. I've never been, and
yeah,
I've
never been there too.
I would like to go.
Yeah.
I would like to go during Christmas time.
Yeah. The Christmas light?
Christmas lights?
Mm-hmm.
Do you celebrate Christmas here?
I don't really celebrate Christmas because I'm not Christian, so.
Okay. Do you guys do presents at all?
I'm sorry?
Do you guys do presents at all, or you just don't do Christmas? Because for Christmas, usually, like, even if you aren't Christian, like, people will do, like, presents.
Yes, I do, because, like, there's, mm-hmm. most of my friends are, like, Christian, so.
Yeah.
They give me, like.
Gifts.
A gift, like, presents, so.
Yeah.
I was, like, I don't really mean to them, so I buy mm-hmm. their, like, Christmas gift for everyone, and, yeah, that's fine.
Yeah.
Because I celebrate Christmas.
Right. And do you plan on staying, like, you're a assistant nurse right now, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so do you want to, like, do you plan on, like, becoming a registered nurse and then staying there, or do you want to go on to be, like, a doctor, or?
After my nursing, I want to be a nurse practitioner. It's like a master degree or nursing.
Uh-huh. A nurse practitioner?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. How has it, like, has it been difficult with English being your second language? Like,
mm-hmm.
I would imagine.
Mm-hmm. Okay, it's gonna be, when I got here, it's really difficult because, mm-hmm. like, we used to learn English in our country, but yes. it's for British English.
Oh, okay.
So, it's for, like, you know, it's different.
It's different a little
yeah,
bit.
Yeah, it's different. Not even a little bit.
It is quite a bit different, yeah.
yeah.
It is.
So, I was like, for me, I know how to read, mm-hmm. you know, like, reading, grammar. I know everything, but the most difficult one is speaking.
Right.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And then the essence is, you know, it's not used to for me, so mm-hmm. yeah, it's difficult. And now I'm scared to speak in English when I got here, so my sister, she was like, she want me to improve my English, so she was like, I don't really have to work, but my sister, she was like, you need to improve your English because, you know, for nursing, we mm-hmm. have to communicate with the
patients a
patient.
Lot. Yes.
Yeah. And then when I got my nursing assistant certificate, we have to go to the clinic. Mm-hmm. And then at that time, I realized that, you know, it's really important to communicate.
Yes.
I'm scared to talk to people. Even though in my language, you know, I was trying to be an extrovert. I want to talk a lot. I just pretended that because I really don't like to talk with people if they're not close to me, if yeah. they're not my friends.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so
I understand that.
Yeah, it's really hard for me to speak with the, like, stranger, with just the people I met. But
yeah.
I need to improve my English. That's why my aunt, she's just working with the same place with me. Mm-hmm. She's working with this. So she was like, you need to improve English. Do you want to work at my hospital? I was like, okay, let's try, because I know I need to improve my English.
Yeah. So, and would you say that working at the hospital has helped improve it? Like, do you see?
Yeah, because mm-hmm. There is nobody for me to speak Burmese.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I see.
So I have to.
You have to speak mm-hmm. English. Okay. And has it been difficult, like, work, like, as a nursing assistant, has it been difficult trying to not only learn nursing, but also, like, better your English? Has it been difficult trying to balance all of it?
The most difficult one is to communicate with patients.
Right.
Sometimes they don't understand.
Uh-huh.
You know, they don't eat, like, people are sick. They don't feel really well. Mm-hmm. And then even though the same with them, you know what I mean? Like, the
yeah.
white people, or, like, English is their first language.
Yes.
Even though they don't understand them, you know, like, people are so weak, sick, so yeah, it's the like communication.
Even, communication.
Like when they don't understand you, it's like I talk like, hey, you have to wake her, I need to take your blood pressure. They was like, what? I need to repeat, like,
yes.
I need to repeat, and then it doesn't make me feel really good because...
Yeah, I'm sure that could be very frustrating.
Yeah, it is, so... And then I don't have any, like, confidence to speak in English anymore with him or her because, mm-hmm. like, you know, he's just like,
right.
he want me to repeat, so... Yeah, that's the more difficult one.
That would definitely be frustrating. Mm-hmm. Okay, so... That, I think, is about all of my questions. Mm-hmm. Do you have anything you would like to talk about or discuss?
I have no idea.
All right.
Do you have any idea?
I think that's about it mm-hmm. for us. All right. Well, thank you so much.
Is it 20 minutes?
Yeah.